With a slowdown in the mainland economy and a change of tourist consumption habits, overall retail sales as of the end of April in Hong Kong are down 2.2% year-on-year, with as much as 20% plunge in the purchase of watches and jewelry. Tom Gaffney, head of retail sales at consultancy JLL, says the slowdown isn't all bad news.
A lot of the watch and jewelry brands is that unfortunately their margins are being squeezed by high rents. As a result, looking not to renew some of their locations or to move to cheaper locations. This is creating a lot of opportunities for sectors such as the cosmetic and the medicinal supply sectors. In terms of other sectors that we're seeing quite decent growth is electrical, photographical equipment, and fast fashion.
Gaffney also says he believes the transforming landscape will make Hong Kong's retail sector more sustainable.
Watch and jewelry might be giving up stores. It's being taken up by other sectors. What we will see in, say, Causeway Bay, as your example, is that the rents will drop, and that will make way for new brands to take up those stores. So I think the pain is only going to be temporary, probably another year and a half.
Causeway Bay, which was once the world's most expensive street in terms of commercial rents in recent years, is expected to cut its rents by up to 20% this year. With relatively sluggish local consumption, many brands are looking to the e-commerce market. Cosmetic company Lush is one of them. Annabelle Baker is the director of the company's Asian business.
We actually are already on Tmall International, so they're a Hong Kong registered company, and we found that the sales on there have been growing rapidly. Obviously, as more and more consumers find that. So actually, what we can see is a lot of the mainland Chinese consumers are maybe buying more online than they are maybe previously than were coming into the shops.
Data shows the number of mainland visitors to Hong Kong during the Dragon Boat Festival this past weekend has dropped by 2.5%, the first time in 5 years. It's a reversal of the average growth rate of 20% for the past 3 years. At the same time, starting from this year, top luxury brands like Chanel and Prada are cutting thousands of Hong Kong dollars in their prices to consolidate the market, a rarely seen discount in town. For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.